Patience is running out. Democrats are getting increasingly frustrated with Joe Biden. Apparently, he's just not left enough. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. Good to have you here. And wow, when Jane Fonda comes after you, when AOC goes after Kamala, and that's exactly what we're seeing. He's not, let's be perfectly frank here, and it's very, very good news. He's not really getting anything done. And they're starting to notice, right? You have radicals right now on the left that want to turn us into a socialist nation. He seems like he's on board with that, certainly with all the policy he's come up with, Mr. $6 trillion man. And yet none of it is coming to fruition. So people are starting to get frustrated. You got Jane Fonda saying that Biden is not bold enough on climate change. Ooh, when Jane Fonda starts going after you, buddy, you better watch out. And then there's AOC going after Kamala Harris. Because Kamala Harris dared to say the obvious, which is, hey, Guatemala, please don't come here. Please don't come here and risk this tremendously difficult, dangerous journey, which is actually an important message to hear, right? Anyway, she said, I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to come to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come, do not come. That was her press conference with the Guatemalan president, and AOC promptly tweeted, this is disappointing to see. First, seeking asylum at any U.S. border is 100% legal method of arrival. Second, the U.S. spent decades contributing to regime change and destabilization in Latin America. We can't help set someone's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing. Wow. So apparently now we owe it. We owe everyone. We owe reparations here in the U.S. We owe all of Latin America for any kind of destabilization she thinks that we had a hand in there. Oh, and don't forget, we owe it to the Palestinians because we created Israel. I mean, you could just go on and on and on, right? Once again, the Democrat Party proving that they really don't understand the importance of self-reliance and actually people being responsible for themselves, right? The individuality of everything and how critical and important that is. But again, AOC going after him on this front, Jane Fonda on the environmental front. And just wait, because I don't think he's going to get much in the way of economic policy done or accomplished, which is good news. Again, when you look at the upside in the markets recently, what I think you can take away from that, what you can take away from that is there's some hope that he won't actually really and truly get anything done. By the way, you like the live free or die mug? You can get it actually on the Trish Regan store, designed by yours truly. Take a peek. If you're listening to this, you can check out the Trish Regan .store where we have all the live free or die Trish Regan merchandise, all designed by me. I'm super excited about that. But anyway, back to the markets, back to the economy. Look, we're getting growth, right? In spite of the federal government, in spite of Joe Biden, in spite of what he'd like to see, we're actually growing. And that's because Americans are going back to doing what they know how to do. And, let's be honest, that's consume. We are really, really good consumers. Sometimes we're too good at consuming. Americans like to live the good life. And often, unfortunately, some Americans even put themselves into great debt trying to live that good life. But it does account for roughly 70% of our gross domestic product consumption, that is. And so we're getting back out there and we've got all this pent up demand and we've saved our money, right? Because nobody went out for the last year. And people want to live the good life again. And so you're starting to see this economy pick up. What could threaten that? Well, inflation, which I've talked about at length, and I'll talk about in a little bit in just a second. But the other thing that could threaten that is higher taxes, right? So if you start to put higher corporate taxes on things, higher taxes on small businesses, higher taxes on individuals, then that starts to derail the economic growth that we're currently seeing. And nobody wants that. Actually, I think that this is a good example of where we can be sort of united, right? We all want to see our economy grow. I mean, unless you're AOC or Bernie Sanders and others, and you see economic growth as somehow as a threat to government. And I think Biden increasingly has showed us he's part of that camp. But thank goodness we got some adults in the room, including Joe Manchin, who has really proven his stripes. Look, I love to get back to this idea that the growth and prosperity doesn't need to be partisan, right? We all just kind of want to be on the same page. And that's that we want the most opportunity and the most growth for this country as humanly possible, which means you don't go around and up taxes on individuals and businesses. That would actually be the kiss of death to growth. And so I think that increasingly a lot of Democrats now are starting to recognize that. And that's really helpful. And so when you look at the upside in the markets, that's attributable to people saying, okay, well, we're actually going to get this growth. And we're going to get it in spite of Joe Biden. Imagine how great the growth would be if we actually had pro-growth policies there in the White House and we could actually get them through Congress. Things would be really, really good. But at least it's kind of like no harm done, right? No foul. And if we can at least get the government out of the way enough, I mean, sure, Jane Fonda and AOC and the rest of them will get mad. They're not seeing those agendas accomplished that they so desperately want. But at least we're allowing Americans to get back out there. The one caveat in all of this, and I'm going to say it again, I've said it many times, it's the Fed, right? Because we are starting to see some inklings of inflation. I've talked about oil at $75 to $100. I said this way back in January. I expected this by summer. And gosh almighty, it looks like we are quite nearly there. $70 on oil, we topped the other day. Increasingly, you're seeing traders down at the NYMEX put options on $100 oil by the end of the year. I wouldn't be surprised to see us inch forward beyond $75 a barrel over the summer, only because, again, people are getting back out there, right? They're consuming, again, doing the thing they do so well. And they want to go on vacation and they want to take road trips and they're going back to work. And look, energy is a factor in everything. We use a lot of it here in America, like it or not, right? We account for about 24% of the world's energy consumption. So as we start getting back up and running, energy prices will continue moving higher. But this is in part a result somewhat of the Federal Reserve, because that will then transition or translate into higher prices for just about everything, given that oil goes into just about everything. So you can expect higher food prices. You can expect higher, you know, prices on every kind of widget imaginable, right? Because you got to get that widget that you're making in Timbuktu from point A to point B. That's where oil once again comes into play. So higher prices might actually be the one thing that could derail some of this. In fact, Deutsche Bank had a great study the other day, not a study, but rather a report. And the analyst said something that I actually agree with tremendously. This is the German investment bank. They said that the one caveat in all of this, right, the one sort of ticking time bomb was the expression they used for the global community is inflation. And like me, they blamed it on the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is always just a little too late, a dollar short, a day late. That's the Federal Reserve. And so they're coming at this and they're saying, oh, there's really no inflation right now. Have you seen the numbers? I mean, you know, look, if you're Mendocino, California, you're not thinking there's no inflation right now, because they're paying $6 and change for a gallon of gas. And all over the country now, we're seeing these higher numbers, both on the energy front, on the food front, and of course, on the housing front, too. Lumber up 300%. So this is going to be something that we're going to have to reckon with at some point. But at least the good news in the here and now, maybe, is that Joe Biden can't do the harm that he would like to do to our economy, because there are a few people that still care about some responsibility. And this is important to remember as we go into 2022. Let's elect responsible people. Let's elect people that care about making sure we don't go too far into debt, because the reality is we can't afford any of this. I want to encourage you all to go to my private, if you're interested in this and you want to talk some more, you can go to my private group on Facebook. That's Trish Regan's private group. I'll post a link down below, and you can join that group. And we talk a lot about markets and we talk about politics and we talk about stocks. So join that group. And then the other thing, of course, is if you're interested in the live free or die stuff, we'll put that link down there for you below as well. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you do that. And I will see you right back here tomorrow.